welcome friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and as always, I'm happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. What a joy that is to me to do. Man, I've been doing that for a long time, friend, and I never tire of it. One day, I'll come to the end of that privilege. I'll come to the end of my journey, my days in doing radio programs, radio ministry, and any kind of ministry will come to an end. You know what? I'm not there yet. This could be the last message that I ever preach. I know that. It could be the last time that in reality, not I'm talking about in perpetuity, not from an archive, that you'll hear this old preacher's voice say, greetings, friend. But I'll tell you what, by the grace of God, for the glory of God, as long as I can, I want to share with you what God has shared with me. I want to preach the Word of God, to declare, thus saith the Lord, as long as I can. Don't you listen. Friend, I never tire of the calling that God put on my life. Now, I get tired doing the calling. I really do. I get weary physically. I even get weary spiritually sometimes. Friend, listen, a preacher is made out of the same stuff everybody else is. But I know where the source is. Bless God of refreshment. I believe the writer Isaiah said, therefore we shall draw, what is it, joy out of the wells of salvation, chapter 12. That'd be a good thing to preach on this day, but it isn't where the Lord has led me. I've opened my Bible up to the last chapter, the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation, and I'm going to read, I'm just going to read the last two verses, I think, for our text passage, but I'm going to back up and pick it up and go through quickly as I can, verses 7 and following. I'm going to talk to you about some things that I believe are important. Now listen, friend. We, at the making of this program, at the airing of this program first time, are stepping out of an old year into a new. I mean, we're having a new beginning. Thank God I like new beginnings. It just stirs me, friend, to think about the coming of a new year, the passing of an old one. And look, friend, in this message, you're going to hear some things that you that are lost need to hear. There's a proposal in here just for you. And for those of us who are saved, friend, there's a reminder of some things that you and I ought to be paying attention to. And I hope and pray, by the grace of God, both of these things will become apparent. And you that are lost to be saved, you that are saved, will be encouraged. But before I do that, Deb's got a song. The title of it is, oh, what an honor. And it is, friend. It's an honor to serve the Lord. If you don't know Him, hey, I ask you, if you'd come to Him today, if you do know Him, let's determine that we're going to give it our best this year. Enjoy. I'll be back in a moment.
Last night I was dreaming. I stood in a place, standing in the midst of a throne. Like a little girl in all of her dreams, I was dressed in royalty. I wondered how this could be, for I'm just a pauper, you see. Then I heard a thundering voice. It was speaking to me, for you I paid a great price, one day on Calvary. Oh, what an honor to serve a king. He owns it all, he owns everything. Hallelujah, just praising his name. Oh, what an honor to serve a king. When I awoke, I realized He owns everything. Hallelujah, just praising His name. Oh, what an honor to serve a King.
And if you aren't, you should. Listen, bless God, listen. That's what life is all about. You'll never know your purpose. You'll never find your place in God's plan, friend, until you find yourself humbly before a throne of grace, asking God to save you for Christ's sake, for His glory, and for your good. I'll tell you, friend, listen. God, there is a catechism, if I'm remembering correctly. A catechism said once, I don't know, long time ago, that the chief aim of man is to enjoy God and to glorify Him forever. Well, that's pretty good, is it not? And that's what we ought to do. God is meant for us to enjoy Him, but the purpose of us, friend, being here is to glorify Him forever. And let's get started on that today. As I told you, I've opened my Bible to the book of the Revelation, chapter 22. And I'm going to read verses 20 and 21. And listen to what the Word of God says. This is John now. This is John. He was the scribe, if you will. He was writing down what Jesus told him in the revelation that God gave to him according to chapter 1 of His Son, Jesus Christ. And John said this, "He which testifieth these things saith," and he's talking about Jesus, "surely I come quickly." And John says, "Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." And verse 21 continues, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." I'm going to talk to you a little while today. The Lord willing, if God would bless His Word again, and this old lump of clay that's trying to proclaim it today, I want to talk to you about four last things. Listen, I don't know. I'm surprised that the Lord hasn't already come. As I told you just a minute ago in the introduction for this little radio program today, we're stepping out of an old year, and by the time you hear this, we'll be in a brand new year. We'll have begun a new beginning. And who knows, friend, if this isn't the last year, the church that Jesus purchased with His blood, empowered by His Spirit, entrusted with His Word, will be found on planet earth. Who knows that this won't be the year that, as John said in verse 1 of chapter 4, "Come up hither." Hey, friend, one of these days it's going to happen. One of these days the church of Jesus Christ is going to disappear from planet earth for several years. And ah, what a day that will be. But here's what is going to be sad. It's going to be sad if you, sir, if you, ma'am, that are listening this, that could have been saved and you're left behind. How sad that would be. So I'll tell you what. Look, we ought to pay attention to the message God has laid on this old preacher's heart. We ought to pay attention, bless God, to the promises that we find in the Word of God, to the warnings that we hear in the Word of God. Hey, listen, the provoking that the Word of God gives us, the convicting work that the Spirit of God does upon us, we ought to pay attention to that. Do you not think so? Hey, can I tell you, friend, the Word of God is amazing. Would you say amen to that? I mean, from beginning to end, from Genesis 1-1 to Revelation 22-21, I want you to know it is an absolutely amazing book. It is the Word of God. It contains the Word of God. It is inspired of God. And holy men of God wrote this book. Listen, it is a divine book, but yet it is also a human book. And just like Jesus in His body, in His fleshed out deity, He was both God and man, and that's the way the Word of God is. Thank God. What a great book. What a great book we have to look into. And by the way, this book looks into us. Now look, in these last few verses that I'm going to look at here in the last book of the Bible, I want you to know that we find a lot of amazing things. Now, I'm not going to be able to highlight all of them. Two reasons. Number one, I don't have sense enough to be able to do that. Number two, I don't have time to do that on this little radio program here. But I trust and pray that the things that I believe the Spirit of God has led me to, that they will be a blessing to you as I desire, bring glory to God. So look, let's begin with the consideration of a couple of things. Let me begin reading in chapter 22, if you'll allow me to, at verse 6. He said unto me, he's talking about the angel, I believe he was the angel that was showing John some things, and he said, these things are faithful and true. Hey, listen, friend, you can trust the Word of God implicitly, explicitly, completely. These things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent His angels to shew unto His servant the things which must shortly be done. Hey, listen, friend, I'll tell you, the sun is setting on the age of grace. This thing of old time religion, friend, is on the short end of the stick. And listen to what he says for the first of three times. In verse 7, he said, "Behold, I come quickly." And he said, "Blessed is he or she or they that keep the saints of the prophecy of this book." I'm telling you, friend, listen, we ought to sit up. We ought to pay attention. In verse 12, he's going to remind us that he's coming. And when it begins, it's going to be quick. He's going to let us know for the final time in verse 20, and that when he comes, and he is coming, the events are going to pass very quickly. And the Bible goes on to say, "I, John, saw these things and heard them. When I heard them, I fell down to worship the feet of the angel which shewed me these things. And then he said unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and thy brother and the prophets of them which keep the sayings of this book." He said, worship God. That's our purpose. That's God's intent for you and I, friend, is to worship Him. And he said, now look. Look, John, don't seal the sayings of this prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Now listen to this. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Can I tell you, sir, ma'am, can I tell you that is an exciting verse and a frightening verse? You that are unrighteous, you that are ungodly, you that are going to die a sinner as you've lived a sinner. Oh, you talking about a mess for eternity. You talking about, friend, listen, you talking about being yourself, or you're going to be that forever and ever. Oh, what a sad time it will be. And John continues for the second time. He said, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his works." He said, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Oh, listen, friend, what great scripture. And I want you to know now, I want you to know this prophecy is about the Son of God, about the only begotten Son of God. And it's specifically about His return. I already told you in verse 7, verse 12, verse 20, but I want to tell you it again. Hey, Jesus tells John to write and say, look, I'm coming quickly. When these events that we have record of here in the Word of God, specifically in the Revelation, begin to unfold, once they start, they're going to come to pass rapidly and quickly. And oh, friend, you can be ready for them if you're not. Listen, friend, you're talking about coming suddenly. And he said even the Son of Man's coming is going to be like lightning that travels from the east unto the west. Hey, can I tell you, friend, listen, I want you to rest assured that he that will come, he that has come, will come. Do you hear? Some people say he's tarrying. According to the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 37, he is not tarrying, but I'll say more about that later if time allows me. Hey, can I tell you, friend, get it? When he does come, it's going to be suddenly. It's going to be as a thief in the night, the Word of God says. And when he comes, it's going to be selective. So you know what I'm saying to you? Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. If you're not, and I'll get to the proposal in the next point, but hey, for us that are saved, for those of us who know that our name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, we ought to be looking for His coming. We ought to be longing for His coming. We ought to be learning about His coming. We ought to be living like we believe He's coming. And we ought to be listening, friend, for the sound of the trumpet. Hey, I'm not looking. I bless God for signs, but I'm listening for the sound. So the Bible here gives us the last prophecy. And here in verses 14 through 17, we have the Bible's last proposal. And listen to this, sinner friend. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and adulterers and whosoever loveth and make a lie. And Jesus, He said, John said, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel unto you to write these things, unto these things. I have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. He said in the Spirit, and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Hey, friend, notice in verse 17, He said, whosoever will. That means you. That means me. Hey, I've got the responsibility. I have to let you know, and it's also a privilege, bless God. I have to let you know that you can be, if you choose to be, how to be saved today. Now listen, look back at verse 14. It says, they that do His will. You say, what is His will, preacher? Well, it's simply to believe. If thou shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I want you to know, listen, this is God's will that you believe. I'm telling you, the things that are written in this book are written that you might believe. John said in his gospel that Jesus is the Christ, and that believing you might have life through His name. I'm here to tell you, friend, listen, I'm that the whosoever wills, how blessed God, can be saved. In verse 17 again, I want you to know that the invitation goes to all, and it's simply to come. Isn't that amazing? I'm telling you, it's been that way from the beginning. In Genesis chapter, what is it? 17, I believe it is. In chapter 7, when God told Noah, come thou and all thy family into the ark. When Jesus was walking among men, in Matthew chapter 11, He said, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And here the Word of God signs off right before eternity sets in. And He says to you, as He said to me, He says, come, won't you come today? I want you to know there's assurance, friend, and it's based on the facts that we find in verse 16. I'm the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. You say, what's that mean, preacher? He's come as the Savior. He's the promised one. He's the Messiah. He's the Savior. Oh, friend, He wants to be yours today. How about, I'll tell you what, friend, I'll tell you what, bless God, if you aren't saved, I want you to know the sad thing here. You can rest with assurance, friend, that those who are sinners are going to die lost, and they're going to die lost eternally in a place called hell. Oh, but I don't want to focus on that. The proposal is come. Listen to who says come. The Spirit says come. The church or the bride says come. Hey, the question is today, will you come? Are you thirsty? If you are, you can come and drink. Will you come is the question. And the invitation, friend, is extended to you. Will you come? The proposal is so that you can have eternal life. But look at verses 18 and 19, and I've got to hurry. In verses 18 and 19, we have the last proclamation of the Bible. Verily, he said, for truly, he said, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophet of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. If any man shall take away from the words of this book of the prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, from the things which are written in this book. Hey, you know what it simply means? And I'm going to move on to the last point. It means don't mess with my word. And I believe God's talking about this 1611 King James Bible. Hey, it's the only authorized version of the Bible. Hey, friend, it's got God's approval upon it. It's got God's power within it. I'm telling you, we ought not to mess with something that He said. It would be easier for heaven and earth to pass than to one jot or tittle of His word or His law to pass away. Let me close with verses 20 and 21 quickly. He which testifieth of these things saith, surely I come quickly. There it is. And he said, even so come is John's prayer. That's the last prayer that the Bible gives us. John had heard it once. John had heard it twice. And John heard it the third time. And when he did, he said, even so come. And John said quickly, can I ask you, sir, ma'am, today, if you were to die today, you know for sure you're going to heaven. If Jesus were to come somewhere in the atmosphere, above the clouds, bless God, and look, we'd see a door open in heaven and hear a voice cry as the voice of an archangel, as the trump of God, and a shout would say, come up hither. Would you go or would you be left behind? Can I tell you? Listen, friend, He's coming. Bless God, it's a promise. You can count on it. You ought to live like it's going to happen. You ought to believe that it's going to happen because it's true. Listen, friend, the Word of God is replete with promises concerning the second coming of Christ. And you know what John closes with? After he prayed, even so come, Lord Jesus. You know what he said? He said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen. And let me tell you something. The Old Testament closes with a curse. You can check me out and read Malachi, or Malachi is the way we like to say it, where I have the privilege of pastoring. But here in the New Testament, the book of the Revelation, the last book of the Bible, how the last book that was penned under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, says the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Hey, I want you to know, friend, you can have grace today. You're already under a curse. You're already under condemnation. And hey, friend, you can have the grace of God. That is available. That listen, friend, God is rich in. Hey, He's the God of all grace, and you've got to decide what you want. Here in these last few verses of the last book in the Bible, we have found a prophecy. The last prophecy, bless God, is repeated time and again, and it's about the second coming of Christ. We find the last proposal for any man, woman that's lost and undone to hear and to heed so that they could be saved. We find the last proclamation about don't touch God's Word. Don't mess with it. Don't change it or revise it. Just hear it and heed it. And then we've got the last prayer. Hey, listen, friend, can I talk you into praying? Can I talk you into going to God? Being like that publican that we find in the book of Luke, where he went up to the temple with the Pharisee. After the Pharisee prayed his hypocritical prayer of pride, do you know what the publican did? Wouldn't so much as even lift up his eyes, but he smote himself on the breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Cry out like Peter cried. After he had walked on the water, he began to sink, and he cried, Lord, save me. Hey, friend, if you realize you're a sinner, do you feel the convicting power of the Spirit of God and the Word of God saying, you don't want to be left behind. You don't, hey, this may be your last chance to be saved. Go to God. Run to Him. Fall before Him. Repent of your sin. And by faith, receive Christ as your Savior. You know what He'll do? He'll save you just like the Word of God says. Hey, friend, listen. Don't wait. Tomorrow may be too late. Happy New Year and until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1, 0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.